Lorraine, one of the fascinating things about Mahler is we know he had this extraordinary reputation as a great conductor of opera. But what about his own compositions? Were they ever played in Vienna?
In actual fact, Kind und Totten Lieder was the only original composition of his that had a world premiere in Vienna in his lifetime.
Good heavens.
And that was courtesy of Arnold Schoenberg in 1905. But in terms of Mahler's symphonies, the majority of them had world premieres outside Vienna. They did have Viennese premieres eventually.
But most of them were not in his lifetime?
Oh no, he did actually conduct most of his own symphonies in Vienna, there's no doubt about that. But the interesting thing is that the first symphony of his to have a Viennese world premiere was his ninth, his last complete work. And that happened just over a year after he died. Bruno Volta was the conductor. He, of course, was the great student and colleague of Mahler's, I'm sure you are aware of.
Yes, and went on to conduct his symphonies and ensure they didn't die. But can you tell us something about the Ninth Symphony?
The Ninth Symphony, which Mahler had written, was kind of through 1908 to 1910, mainly 1909. And it's a really amazing work. He's gone back to no vocal, right? No song in there. His giant Eighth Symphony, of course, as we know, has got three giant choirs. But the Ninth Symphony, he's gone back to four movements, just a classical structure. Slightly different in that the final movement is an adagio.
It's been said, though, that this symphony is Mahler predicting his own death. Is that right?
That's true, but as Henri-Louis de Lagrange, who's one of the great Mahler scholars, says, you know, at this stage, we're talking 1909, right? Mahler is 49 years old. He's full of life. He's actually crossing the Atlantic every That's year right. and doing major concerts.
And huge tours. Reception in New York, yes.
Absolutely right. Then he comes back to Europe, comes back in summertime. At this stage, he's in Toblach, where he's built his third composing hut, and this is where the ninth was largely composed.
But there is the thing of Alma Mahler's infidelity, which he knew about this stage. Is it possible that that finds its resonance in the Ninth Symphony?
Well, the interesting thing is that you know that Mahler consulted Freud.
Yes.
Right? Once. Yes. There's only one consultation he had.
Yes, and this is a wonderful story, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. Mm. And it was to do with Alma. It was to do with her infidelity. It completely blew him apart. He was so anxious about that. The story that Freud gives us is that Mahler told him this story of his father. Mahler's father, Bernard, was a very brutal man. And he and his mother used to have these terrible fights. And this particular day, when Mahler was a little boy, they had a very, very big fight. And it was